哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace be with our brothers and sisters。
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless all of us。
我们参加灵恩布道会啊，有两个重要的目的啊。
There are two important purposes in attending the convocation。
第一个是，要来坚固信徒。
The first is for the members to be strengthened。
借着灵恩布道会多听道理多祷告。
During the convocation, we listen to many sermons and
带领亲朋好友来参加神救恩的宴席。
Is to invite our good friends and family members to participate in God's feast.
让我们亲朋好友也能够领受，并且认识主的恩典。
Then they can also come to share and know the grace of the Lord.
所以我们面对灵恩布道会有这两个很重要的认识。
So we need to have these two important understandings regarding the convocation.
我们从早上开始聚会。
We began our services in the morning.
平常没有这样的时间整天。
Normally, we would not have such an opportunity to have this all-day service.
所以也求神纪念大家的辛劳。
May the Lord remember your labor.
你的付出，你的用心，神知道。
The Lord knows how much you give to Him and your dedication. 那下午
跟我们大家谈分享是追求圣洁。
This afternoon, I'd like to share with you the topic, Pursue Holiness.
当我们在立志要来遵守神的旨意的时候，
We make resolutions to obey God.
也就是立志遵守神的话。
We resolve to obey His word.
我们会有一个现象，就是建立一个圣洁的生活。
And consequently, we will establish a holy life.
我们为什么会发脾气？
Why do we get angry?
为什么会做错事？
Why do we do wrong?
乃是因为没有遵守神圣经的话。
It is because we fail to obey the teachings of the Bible.
所以才会显出不圣洁的事情或生活。
Therefore, the result of that is unholy conduct and unholy life.
所以，我们真的要来遵守神的话的时候，
If we truly want to obey God,
我们就渐渐地踏入到一个圣洁的生活里面。
We will naturally begin to lead holy lives.
说起来，追求圣洁的生活，这是神对他百姓的一个吩咐。
In reality, pursuing holiness is God's requirement.
并不是我们现在末后的世界里面才要求。
It is not just a requirement in the end time.
在摩西五经里面，
In the Mosaic books, the five books of Moses,
其中立位记就是以这个主题来做这个经卷的查考的。
The book of Leviticus is centered on this theme.
我们来看一下立位记的十九章第二节。
Please read Leviticus chapter 19 verse 2.
十九章第一节第二节。
Leviticus 19 verses 1 and 2. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
在这里神对摩西说你要吩咐百姓这样讲。
The Lord told Moses to speak to all the congregation of Israel.
说你们要圣洁。
You shall be holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
For the Lord is holy.
所以这里很清楚地带出了要我们认识这一点。
This is a very clear message.
神要他百姓过一个圣洁的生活。
The Lord wanted His people to lead a holy life.
原因是因为神是圣洁的。
And the reason is that He Himself is holy.
因为这项要求是神吩咐百姓要做的。
And this is what God requires of His own people.
您只要愿意成为他的儿女，你就必须要有这方面的认识。
If you wish to be one of God's people, you need to have this understanding.
我们再来看这个十一章的四十四节。
Let's read chapter 11, verse 44.
十一章的四十四节。
Chapter 11, verse 44.
到四十五节。
44 and 45. For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth. 45. For I am the Lord who brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy.
44节到45节
verses 44 and 45.
这里神讲到三次要圣洁。
Speak three times of God's holiness.
而且在44节强调了有关宗教生活的方面。
Verse 44 is concerning religious life.
说百姓不可以在地上向那些爬物或种种的东西来污秽自己哦。
The people must not defile themselves with creeping things.
强调要过一个圣洁的宗教生活。
They must lead a clean and holy religious life.
当耶路撒冷沦陷的时候。
When Jerusalem was sacked,
神在圣灵里面提起以西结先知看到耶路撒冷城圣殿荒凉和污秽的事。
God revealed to Ezekiel the impurities in the temple.
那圣殿非常的污秽。
The whole temple had become very defiled.
墙壁上都有各种动物爬兽画在那边，他们在做敬拜。
There were drawings of all kinds of creeping things on the walls, and the people bowed down to them.
神特别颁布这样的约定，不可以在宗教上面污秽自己。
Therefore, the Lord specifically instructed that they must be pure religiously. Verse 45.
神又用站在救赎他们离开埃及的恩典上面说话。
The Lord spoke as their deliverer out of Egypt.
他说：“你们要圣洁。”
Saying, "You shall be holy."
因为神是圣洁的。
For God is holy.
所以这里非常清楚，要神的百姓在旷野中行走的时候，信仰生活要圣洁。
While traveling in the wilderness, the people must be holy in their faith.
所以我们非常清楚地看到，
It is very clear.
神对他的百姓要求追求圣洁是很严肃的一件事。
That God solemnly requires his people to be holy.
所以我们不能说信了主，领受赦罪的洗，然后又要贪爱这世界，是做一些不合圣经的事。
When we have been washed of our sins in baptism, we must not lust after the things, the sinful things of the world.
我们再来看二十章的二十六节。
Let's read chapter 20, verse 26.
二十章二十六节。
Chapter 20, verse 26.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
要归我为圣，因为我神是圣的。
You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy.
并叫你们与万民有分别。
And have separated you from the peoples.
使你们做我的民。
That you should be mine.
在这里，神更是这样交代。
This is God's instruction.
以色列选民要归神为圣洁的。
God's people must be separated unto him as holy.
然后又说，你们要与万民世人有分别。
They must be separated from the peoples of the world.
所以我们看到利未记讲到后来一再强调一个分别为圣洁的这种选民生活。
Therefore, the repeated emphasis in Leviticus is that the people must lead a holy life.
因为从这几个经文里面，
from all these passages,
我们很清楚地看到，
we can see this very clearly.
神一再吩咐他的百姓强调要建立一个圣洁的生活。
God wanted his people to be holy in their lives.
所以利未记整卷可以说是以追求圣洁为他的主题来探讨。
The holiness, therefore, is a theme in the book of Leviticus.
所以神在对他选民说话的时候就已经把这样的信息给强调在里面了。
This was what God emphasized in his a message or declaration to the people.
那我们就从几个方面来谈谈。
Let's discuss this topic from several aspects.
首先就针对旧约的典故来谈谈这个追求圣洁的事。
First of all, we'll look at the Old Testament to see what it has to say about holiness.
在西乃之约，神特别要求他百姓有两件事。
In the covenant of Sinai, God required two things.
我们来看出埃及记的十九章。
Let's read Exodus chapter 19,
第六节。
Verse 6,
十九章的第六节。
Exodus 19, verse 6. Verse 6, And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
第六节这里是强调一个圣洁的生活。
God emphasizes a holy life.
一个要服侍主的人呢，
a servant of God,
尤其针对祭司来说，
especially priests,
你一定要做一个圣洁的人，
must be holy.
你才能够在圣殿中、会幕中来服侍神。
In order to serve God in His tabernacle.
那对整个百姓来说
，As for the whole nation.
神的国度是圣洁的。
God's nation is holy.
所以百姓要成为圣洁的国民。
Therefore, God's people must be a holy nation.
那第五节我们早上有看过。
We've looked at verse 5 this morning.
这里就强调一个顺服的一种信仰。
Which emphasizes an obedient life.
然后第六节就强调一个圣洁的这种生活。
And verse 6 emphasizes a holy life.
所以神正是把这两个信仰生活就在西乃之约里面给颁布了。
So in the Sinaitic covenant, God issued these two important commands.
第一个是信心的顺服。
The first is obedience in faith.
这个可以追溯到那个始祖亚当夏娃到底有没有遵循神的话，有没有顺服。
And we can trace all the way back to Adam and Eve to see whether they really obeyed God.
结果答案是没有。
We know that they failed to obey God.
所以人类被逐出伊甸园。
As a result, the human race was cast out of the Garden of Eden, and they suffered.
所以我们都被受咒诅啊。
Consequence of sin and its curse.
所以需要耶稣基督救恩来赦免我们的罪啊。
Therefore, we needed the Lord Jesus Christ to come and forgive us of our sins.
这个顺服的课程啊，其实跟圣洁的课程是古老的一个信仰问题。
Obedience and holiness are age-old issues or questions.
神一再教导他的百姓哦。
God constantly reminded his people.
结果一直到那个最后犹大国被巴比伦国给灭亡的时候。
But until the very end, when the kingdom of Judah was destroyed by Babylon.
从人类始祖亚当夏娃到这个耶利米的时代，这个很久哎。
It was a long period of time from Adam to Jeremiah.
但是看到神的百姓在应许的迦南地上面却没有学好这两个课程哦。
But even after the people entered the promised land, they did not learn these two lessons.
当犹大国要被灭亡的时候。
When the kingdom of Judah was about to be destroyed,
先知耶利米还在讲这个问题。
The prophet Jeremiah still taught the people about this.
想想看，你看百姓多么的顽固啊！
And we can imagine how stubborn the people
must have been. 真的是不懂要怎么样去面对神呢
？Must have been they did not know how to live before God.
最后国家灭亡被掳走了。
Ultimately, their country was destroyed.
我们来看耶利米书第七章。
Let's read Jeremiah chapter 7.
耶利米书的第七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7.
23节。
Verse 23.
七章23节。
Chapter 7, verse 23. But this is what I commanded them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you.
在这里，先知耶利米只有讲神要求一件事啊。
God only required one thing.
你们要听神的话。
Obey his voice.
这位主就做你们的神了。
And God will be their God.
你们就做我的子民了。
And they shall be his people.
你们遵守神所吩咐的一切道，就可以得福哎。
If you do all that God commands them, then they will be well.
我们从历史的角度来看
，Historically speaking，
神在西乃山之约颁布，你们要有顺服的心，要有圣洁的心，来学好这样古老的课题哦。
From the time of Sinai, God had already made a covenant with them to be obedient and holy.
结果经过了这漫长的几千年。
But after thousands of years,
到了犹大国将要被灭亡，先知还在讲这个古老的信仰课题哦。
When the kingdom of Judah was about to be destroyed, the prophet still spoke the same.
到今天，我们还是在讲这个问题。
And even today, we speak the same message.
要遵循神的话。
Obey God.
要成为一个圣洁的国民。
And be a holy nation.
但我们还是在这样的信仰课题里面呢、啊，有很多的征战。
But we still find many challenges in this lesson of faith.
我们看那个二十四节
，verse 24。
这里先知说百姓不听从神的话。
The people disobey God.
向着自己内心的恶心情意而走。
They follow the counsels and dictates of the evil hearts. Verse 25.
自从神 把你们列祖救出埃及地的那日直到今天
Since the day your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day
我差遣许多的先知到你们那里去
I've even sent to you all my servants to prophets
每天从早上起来差遣他们来讲述神的话
Daily rising up early and sending them
结果第六节百姓的反应不听从神
But 26 they disobeyed God
硬着自己颈项来行恶
They stiffened their neck
我们今天这个时代，我们自己也看看自己和自己的家庭。
In today's world, we can look at ourselves.
我们是不是有做好这个顺服神的信仰课程和圣洁的课程呢
？Have we been obeying God and been holy?
所以我们从这里可以了解。
So we can learn from this.
从始祖亚当夏娃不顺服神的话。
That from the time of Adam when they first disobeyed God
直到耶利米时代宣告结果百姓
不听从神的话 until the proclamation of Jeremiah about people's disobedience
由于不顺从神的话所以在信仰上面显出不圣洁的事情
because of all their disobedience they led unholy lives
就整个利未记来讲
throughout Leviticus
很清楚的可以让我们做这样的认识
We can see this very clearly.
那第一章到第七章就是谈到有关献上五祭的献祭。
The first seven chapters are the five offerings.
那八章到十章
chapters 8 through 10
就谈到祭司成为圣洁的条例
about the regulations for consecrating the priests.
十一章到十五章
chapters 11 through 15
就讲到百姓在生活里面的洁净条例。
Are about the regulations of being pure and holy in their lives.
然后23章到25章
Chapters 23 to 25
这里就谈到有关的节期方面的条例
Lay down the regulations concerning the feasts.
最后我们就看到有关一些事情交代的结语了
And finally some final instructions.
所以整个利未记有27章
There are 27 chapters in Leviticus.
就把以色列人应该在宗教信仰生活里面要注意的洁净条例都讲得很清楚。
Both in terms of their religious practice and their daily lives, God already told them very clearly what they must do to be holy.
在研读的时候
When we study the whole book of Leviticus,
他就强调了有关在宗教敬拜和人圣洁生活两方面的重要学习了。
We can see the important lesson of holiness in both the religious duties as well as daily life.
所以整个利未记我们可以做这样的认识。
So this, we can have this observation about Leviticus.
神颁布这些事情啊。
God issued all these decrees.
它包含了三个层面很重要的意义。
These decrees cover three important aspects.
第一个就是社会层面的道德力。
The first aspect is the moral code, the moral law of living in the society.
那主要是以十条诫命为一个基础来做出发学习的。
And the foundation of that is the Ten Commandments.
那第二个层面
The second aspect
是强调生一般生活方面的卫生力
Has to do with hygiene in the daily life.
所以对男的洁净的条例对女孩子洁净的条例都有规定的
God even gave them regulations concerning purity of men and women
甚至生活环境各方面的健康问题都有谈到、
Even detailed hygienic regulations are
第三个方面
to them. The third aspect
是在宗教信仰上面的礼仪力
Has to do with the religious ceremonies
这个就包括了这种崇拜方面的洁净
including purity and worshiping God
献祭方面的洁净的条例
holiness in offering sacrifices
还有重要节期的洁净的条例
and laws of purification for festivals
所以我们在利未记里面可以看到这三方面重要的意义在里头、
So we can see these three important aspects or dimensions of teachings
那利未记里面神特别颁布这么多洁净的条例
God issued many different decrees concerning holiness
主要的目的是表达什么呢
What was the overarching message
就是讲一个重点
There is one key point
就是要维系人跟神之间的一个重要关系
And that is man must maintain a good relationship with God
而他的重要关系乃是对独一真神的 圣洁信仰的生活。
And this relationship is built on a holy life before God.
这么多的规条，
all of these regulations，
这么多洁净成圣的这个条例，
all of the statutes concerning holiness，
就强调我们人跟神之间的圣洁信仰的关系哦。
All serve the same purpose, which is to clarify our relationship with God.
基础的生活。
If you can have this basic kind of life,
因为圣洁跟神有交流诶，
then you can communicate with God.
如果我们用这个角度来切入了解的时候，
from this perspective,
我们发现利未记有两条非常重要的路线。
We see two important lines of thought, lines of thinking.
In Leviticus, 这两条重要路线，
these two lines of thinking.
他也是站在刚才前面讲的维系人跟神之间圣洁信仰的关系哦。
Also pertain to maintaining a holy relationship with God.
有时候我们读一读读不通。
Sometimes we may read the book.
但是我们这样讲了以后，你就知道有个方向。
But after this message, then you can have a
overall picture. 如果刚刚有讲过每一章到哪一章是。内容是什么？你再去看就容易了解了。
Then after that we can read it and understand it better.
那这两条重要的路线。
So these are the two lines of thought.
第一条
，the first，
就是第一章到十六章所记载的。
It's recorded in chapters 1 through 16.
谈到人如何亲近神的方法。
These chapters describe how a man can approach God.
所以第一章到十六章，你再用这个路线去看，你容易看得清楚的。
Yeah, so if you study these chapters 1 through 16,
人要如何亲近神的方法就在这十六章里面谈到。
With this theme in mind, you will understand it clearly.
然后十七章到二十七章
，chapter 17 to 27,
这里就谈到人敬拜神的内容
，describe the content of man's worship towards God.
我们再讲一次。
I like to repeat this.
利未记里头两个重要的路线。
There are two important lines of thinking in Leviticus.
一章到十六章。
Chapters 1 through 16.
强调人如何与神亲近的方法。
Discuss how a man can approach God.
十七章到二十七章。
Chapter 17 to 27.
是谈到人敬拜神的内容。
Describe the content of man's worship towards God.
所以如果我们掌握了这个重要路线，
if we can grasp these two important ideas,
您在读利未记就有一个清楚的认识，
then you will have a clear understanding when you read the book next time. 其实圣经
每一卷，当我们读明白，跟生活有非常重要的关系的。
If we can understand every book in the Bible, we'll see that all of them have to do with our lives.
所以从这两条重要路线里面，
From these two important lines of thought,
说明了一个敬拜神的侍奉动作。
We can see a clear explanation about worship.
要心存圣洁。
We must be holy in our heart.
因为圣洁的敬拜。
And worship as a outcome of our holiness.
必会得到主的悦纳和赏赐福气。
Such a holy worship will be blessed by God.
这两句话很重要哦。
This is a very important. These are two important statements.
你要敬拜侍奉神。
If you want to worship and serve God,
心身心要圣洁。
Your body and your heart must be holy.
因为圣洁的侍奉。
And because of your holy service,
会悦纳而且赏赐福气，会同工。
God will bless you and work with you.
神要同工不是看你的财富。
For God to work with you, it does not.
不是看你人长得漂不漂亮。
Depend on your wealth or your looks.
啊，如果是按照人漂亮，神才要同工呢。很多长得比较安全、抱歉的就麻烦了。
If God only works with those who are good looking, then the rest will be in trouble.
人如果长得比较安全，表示怎么化妆也没有用啊。
Some people, no matter how they make up, won't look very good.
我本来起初不知道这个什么意思。
When people are talking about this, I didn't understand it.
有一次教会忙圣工，忙到晚上十点半。
Once I was very busy at church until 10:30 at night.
我看到有一些弟兄姐妹在帮忙。
And there are some brothers and sisters who are staying behind to help.
那有一个姐妹。
There was a sister.
哎，我觉得她家住得远，所以问她，哎，你应该早点回去哦，现在很晚哦。
I told her it's time for you to go home because it's getting late.
哇，她笑着回答我了。
She just laughed and told me.
我长得比较安全，抱歉，不会有问题的。
She said, Pastor, I am safe. I will not have any problems.
我听了这句话，害得我想了三秒钟哎。
When I heard what she said, I couldn't understand what she meant.
后来我详细看她，她真的长得比较抱歉，也比较安全了。
When I looked at her, yes, she looked very safe.
所以我就回答是是是，我不再讲了。
I just nodded and said yes, and I didn't say anything more.
意思就是说，如果人长得比较好看一点呢，这个不太安全。
In other words, if you are very pretty or attractive, it's not very safe.
不是你去勾引别人，就是别人勾引你了。
You either become a seductress or people may seduce you.
所以，照这个姐妹的说法，长得比较安全，抱歉了，比较好一点。
So it might be better if you look, have a safe, quote unquote, safe appearance. Fortunately, God's heavenly kingdom, God prepared, does not depend on your looks. For God to work with you, it does not depend on how well you look.
重点是你的身心的圣洁。
The most important is whether you're holy in your heart.
服侍就成为一个美的祭物。
If you are, then your service will be a beautiful offering.
所以这样看起来啊，要追求建立一个圣洁的生活是非常重要的信仰。
So from the above discussion, we can see how important it is to establish a holy life.
有一次大卫王啊，做错事。
David once committed a sin against God.
向神祷告，非常非常的痛心悔改。
And out of his contrite heart, he prayed to God.
他有一句话祷告的内容非常好。
And he offered a very wonderful prayer to God.
我们来看一下诗篇五十一篇。
Let's read Psalm 51.
五十一篇的第十节。
Psalm 51 verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心。
Created me a clean heart, O God.
使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And renew a steadfast spirit within me.
这里讲的灵，并不是讲神的灵哦。
The spirit here is not referring to God's spirit.
原文希腊文是讲心灵。
In the Hebrew means spirit, the soul or the spirit.
原文的字，字哦，不是意思哦，是字，就是讲着心灵。
The word is soul. Heart.
我们不能翻作神的灵哦。我们想想看
so, this is not God's spirit.
当你内心不圣洁
If your heart is not holy
当你软弱了
When you're weak
我们的内心自己会自责很痛苦的
We will rebuke our inner conscience
这个时候我们最需要什么
At that point what do we need the most
就是在神面前悔改
We need to repent
然后开始反省自己的行为动作
And examine our conduct and our deeds
大卫王就是在这样的情况下向神求为我造一颗清洁的心
So with that attitude that David prayed to God to create a steadfast spirit
and a clean heart
Before he sinned he thought he had a clean heart
犯错之后才知道自己内心非常软弱
But after he sinned he realized how weak he was
霸占部下的太太
Because he took somebody else's subjects
他为了这个事非常非常的痛苦哎
Wife and he suffered.
这个时候啊，悔改祷告。
And he repented.
他才知道内心要圣洁，不是自己的力量或自己愿意就好。
He realized that having a clean heart is not just a matter of determination.
人想，但是要求神帮助来保守造一颗清洁的心。
Even with the best intentions, we still need God to help us create a clean heart.
大卫王在这里说。
Therefore, King David said,
让我里面我的内心重新有坚定的心智
Renew a steadfast spirit within me
所以我们在这里很清楚的了解
It is a very clear it is very clearly stated
我们要常常啊在神面前祷告求主保守为我们造一颗清洁的心
That we must constantly ask God to help us create and maintain a clean heart
主耶稣就这样讲啊
That's why the Lord Jesus said,
你们不要起贪心哦
Do not covet.
因为丰富不是在乎你的家财万贯哦
Because a man's life does not depend on the abundance of possessions or the pleasures of this life.
来在乎在神面前的生命
But according to the person's life before God,
神面前的生命会跟我们的圣洁有关系的。
Our life before God has everything to do with our holiness.
所以这一个内容非常好。
This is a very wonderful
他祷告叫神不要丢弃他。
Teaching that and David asked God not to cast him away from his presence.
祈求神不要离开他的面。
Not to turn away his face.
祈求神不要收回。 你的灵在我身上,
and not to take His Holy Spirit from Him.
所以求主为我造一颗清洁的心,
therefore, it's a wonderful prayer to ask God to create in us a clean heart.
在访问的时候, 这几天在访问的时候,
during the past few days of visitation,
听到信徒这样分享,
I heard some sharings from the members.
还没有信主以前啊, 常常会跟家里人有纷争。
Before they believed in Christ, they argue with their family members.
家里人骂他也骂。
They would yell back at their family members. But after they believed in Christ, their lives changed.
被骂被讲,
when they were yelled at, they were able to endure. They were able to pray to God.
能够在话语上面不要跟对方有这个得罪神的地方。
They were able to control their tongue so as not to sin against God.
信主以后得到圣灵, 他就知道在话语上面要清洁。
After they believe in the Lord and receive the Holy Spirit, they learn to be holy in their
speech,
which had an impact on their inner life.
甚至会影响一切在外面的身体外面的行为动作的圣洁。
This inner holiness can affect whether we have a holy conduct.
听到信徒做这种见证, 听起来也很感动。
When I heard such testimonies from our members,
神的道,
I was very touched.
神的灵在他心中做工,
because God's word and spirit worked within them.
知道要有分别,
and they need to separate themselves.
讲话做事不能再像以前没有信主的样子一样,
that they should no longer live according to the ways of the unbeliever. And this is an important change.
而且这是一个很重要的学习。
This is an important lesson.
神一定会在这样的人身上同在同工。
It is with such people that God works, and abides.
所以我们必须一生一世要追求建立圣洁的生活。
Therefore, throughout our whole lives, we need to establish a holy life.
有一次，一个传道带负责人和青年弟兄啊， 要去一家大医院访问住院的信徒。
Once a pastor and a brother, young brother, were on their way to visit a member at a hospital.
结果当时大家都是骑着摩托车。
They were riding motorcycles.
刚好那个时候啊， 在路边的电线杆上面都有贴那个没有穿衣服的女生的海报。
And it just so happened that on the street they were passing by, there were posters of naked women on the posters.
而那个电线杆都长在那个马路旁边的草皮上面。
And the posters were pasted on poles on the sidewalk.
你专心开车不会注意那个电线杆的。
If a person is concentrated in his driving, riding the motorcycle, they will not look at the pole. But one of the young brothers, who was riding at the very back,
传道跟负责人的摩托车都在最前面。
The preacher and the church council members were riding ahead.
哇，他突然看到电线杆那边，哎，没有穿衣服的小姐的歌舞团呢。
He turned around and saw this naked girl on the poster.
哇，他又看来不及啊。
And he turned his head and looked at the poster.
大家都有速度啊。
And they were riding quite fast.
心里就有一个计划。
So he had this thought.
他想到那个计划还很高兴。 不错。
And he was very, very pleased with his plan.
人眼睛看到有感官以后，哎，你不圣洁，那个事情就跑到心里面了。
After his eyes laid on the unholy thing, it entered into his heart.
那个长辈晚辈的礼貌了。 So
he didn't really care about respecting the elderly.
把摩托车加速，冲到100，然后到最前面。
He just sped up and went all the way ahead of the other people.
然后马上又开很快, 一下子就消失了。
He accelerated and disappeared.
他的计划就是赶快跑到前面, 他们还没有过来, 就, 要到那个电线杆那边看清楚一点的，这么近。
His plan was to ride really fast and go ahead of them so that he can look more carefully at the poster.
但是又怕他们等一下跑出来看到他在电线杆的海报前面。
So this was his plan, but he was afraid that the church council members and preacher would catch up.
很远了。
So when he found when he saw that they were very far behind him,
赶快那个速度都没有减哦，一直这样过去。
So he went right towards this pole.
等到他看清楚的时候，他跟摩托车也撞上电线杆，哇，倒了。
When he was able to see the poster clearly, he clashed into the pole.
为了要看清楚，速度没有减，就这样子跟摩托车动，就倒在他的下面了。
To see the poster clearly, he just ran right into the pole.
人当一旦心不圣洁，那个计谋一步一步很坏。
So if a person's heart is unclean, gradually they will do wicked things.
求神给我一颗清洁的心吗？
So how can we not ask God for a clean heart?
心里面的计谋那个很可怕的。
This can be a very tricky and wicked thing. So the preacher and the council members finally caught up, and they were wondering why he rose so fast.
好像那部摩托车很面熟啊。
And one of the youth said, please stop, this person looks familiar.
他们就停在路边了，那个另外一台转过来看，啊，就是他。
So they stopped by the roadside and said, wait a minute, that's him.
传道跟负责人骑摩托车过来看，哎，奇怪，电线杆长在这里，跟你没有仇，你去撞他干什么？
And the preacher and the council members got off and wondered why he ran into the pole.
这个传道想不通。
The preacher couldn't understand.
因为那个电线杆跟那个马路啊有一段距离的，不应该骑到那边去的。
Because the electric pole was quite far from the street.
最糟糕的是他摩托车撞，自己头也撞，流很多血。
His motorcycle ran into the pole and his head hit the pole and he was bleeding a lot.
你的心不圣洁，影响你的脑袋也是有问题的。
So if a person's heart is not clean, his head will.
现在撞上去流血了，真的问题很大。
And now he's bleeding on his head.
所以他们打给救护车来救他。
So they called the ambulance to help him.
直接送到那个医院大医院的那个急诊的加护病房里面。
So he was sent straight to the emergency room and the ICU.
他们本来是要去看一个住在普通病房、明天要出院的信徒哎。
They were supposed to visit a member in a regular ward.
没有想到就这个亲人就把他送到急诊的病房里面，加护生命危险。
Who was to be discharged the next day, but then this youth was sent to the emergency room.
眼睛不圣洁，影响心理不圣洁，脑袋就是。有问题了，坏了。
Because his eyes and his heart were not holy, so his head went awry.
哇，昏迷耶！医生说，脑内出血，外面又流血，严重脑震荡。
He became unconscious. And the doctor said he was bleeding inside his head.
为了要看那个海报，没有穿衣服的
concussion，
代价这么大。
He just wanted to look at the poster.
原因是心不圣洁。
Because of his unclean heart, and he paid a big price.
结果过了几天了。
And after a few days,
联络说他醒过来了。
We found out that he became conscious.
传道又赶快过来看。
And the preacher came and to see him.
他可以讲一点话。
He was able to speak a little bit.
传道就问，其实传道知道了，故意问呢。
The preacher already knew what was going on, but he just wanted to.
就是要提醒你，你真的错。
Ask him and remind him of his wrong.
电线杆在马路旁边跟你没有仇，你为什么看他不爽啊，撞他。
The electric light pole didn't do you any wrong. Why did you run all the way into it?
他就说，我要看那个没有穿衣服的海报。
And he said, well, I wanted to see the poster with the naked woman.
还要看吗？
And okay, do you really want to watch, see it?
为死哦，看了为死哦。
He said, no, not anymore, because I almost died.
哇，他真的悔改。
So he repented.
后来就在教会病房这样祷告按手，哎，隔两天他出院了。
So the preacher prayed with him and laid hands on him in the ICU.
不是出院哈，是离开教会病房到普通病房了。
Then he left the ICU and was put in a regular room.
医生说，死的脑内出血也不见，脑震荡也不见了。
Even though the doctor said he had brain concussion and
悔改, 得到神的医治,
and bleeding, but he was healed.
哇, 神还爱他,
God loved him and gave him a chance.
为了那一张海报死掉,
otherwise, if he died of that poster, he probably would not have entered heaven.
你不能进来偷看海报,
and the Lord Jesus said, you cannot come to heaven because you looked at the poster.
所以你想想看,
so just look, think about it.
这个很重要,
it's so important to keep our holiness.
如果有那一份圣洁的身心,
if you have a holy heart,
你做的任何服侍神的工作动作, 神悦纳, 而且跟你同工,
every work you do for God will be blessed by God, and he will bless you.
只要稍微一点点不圣洁,
but if you allow room for any unholiness,
我告诉你啊, 神知道, 你自己也知道,
the God knows and you know.
别人不知道, 但是神知道, 你也知道哦,
other people may not know, but God and you know.
人逃不过神这一关哦,
we cannot escape the eye of God.
有两个青年人,
two youths, there were two youths,
他们来到一个大城市,
who arrived at a very large city.
说好要跑去电影院看那个黄色电影,
they agreed to watch an R-rated movie.
不敢在自己的都市那边看了，怕被信徒看到，还是被父母亲发现。
They dare not watch the movies in their hometowns because they were afraid of their parents.
结果看完以后很晚了。
After the movie, it was very late.
所以他们就找在附近我们教会要来过夜。
They decided to stay at a nearby church.
当然管理员看到信徒来祷告一样，就让他们在教会睡哦。
And the church caretaker found out that they were church members and allowed them to stay over.
但是到了凌晨两点了,
but at 2 a.m. in the morning,
天使显现在他们房间,
an angel appeared in their room.
两个人起来,
the two of you get up.
出去,
get out of here.
不能在教会睡,
you can't stay at church.
你今天晚上做什么事啊, 不圣洁,
what did you do last night?
半夜被天使赶出教会,
in the middle of the night they were cast out of the chapel, out of the church building, and I don't know where they ended up.
你做这样的事神知道哎,
because God knows what you do.
你在看的时候, 看那种影片, 你是圣灵充满吗?
When you watch pornography, can you be filled with the Holy Spirit?
考圣经的问, 考试你会通过吗?
Will you pass the Bible exam when you watch a pornography movie? Is God's holiness inside of you? When you do evil, the Holy Spirit leaves you.
不圣洁的人不能睡在教会半夜天使赶出去,
so the unholy person cannot even stay at the church building.
如果你做坏事, 神不提醒你啊,
if God does not even remind you when you do evil,
我做坏事不圣洁可以哦, 神没有赶我,
don't think and gloat that God does not do anything about your evil, your unholiness.
你要哭,
if this is the case,
神任凭你去,
you must weep because
不管你了,
God has given you
希伯来书说, 神爱的, 他要管教, 要提醒,
Hebrews tells us that God disciplines and chastises those
没事,
he loves. If you do evil and God doesn't do anything about it, and give you over to your sin,
哦, 你想想看, 我们对用圣经的道理去想, 应该看面对这种事, 有这样的分别啊,
so we should examine ourselves against the Bible.
追求圣洁, 很重要,
it's very important to keep our holiness.
再说一个见证,
another testimony.
有一个在台上领会的人,
there was a sermon speaker,
哎, 他做生意跑到都市,
who went on a business trip to another city.
做完了以后, 他要开车离开,
after his business trip, he was on his
台湾的都市有一个现象,
he was driving home, and there is this common
结婚也好, 人死掉也好,
common phenomenon in the cities in Taiwan.
吃饭的时候要请那个歌舞团跳舞, 没有穿衣服的,
in any kind of celebration, even after a funeral, they will ask singers to come and sing at the
常常在台上领会哦,
at the banquet or the feast.
他开车经过, 诶, 好像那个吃饭的台上啊, 有人跳舞, 没有穿衣服,
And this brother was driving by and looked at the somebody was having a feast.
Wow,
and there were singers who seemed to be naked.
他的车开到前面的路边啊, 停在那里挺好哎,
so this brother drove parked his car on the side of the street.
结婚做爸爸了呢,
He was already a father of the kids and was married. But he still wanted to see this.
车子停好，他就走回来到那个地方。
So he got off the car and walked back
towards
where he first looked around to see if there were church members. If a person is unclean in his heart, he will have all kinds of schemes. So he looked around and there seemed to be no church members.
舞台的下面坐在第一张桌子, 不认识也坐在那边假装要吃饭。
He just sneaked into the dinner table, one of the dinner tables, and pretended to be a guest.
就看那个舞台上没有穿衣服在那边跳。
And he looked at the strip dancers.
那个主人说,
And that master of the
爸爸生前的时候没有看过这种的。
The master, the host said that because
死了以后要表演给爸爸看,
because the deceased father never saw a strip dance before, so after he died,
刚刚放在土里面了, 他哪里看得到呢?
They wanted to show him this dance, but it's a very strange thought.
那这些人在吃饭的每一个人都夹错菜了, 因为眼睛看上面嘛,
and all the guests couldn't pick up the right food because their eyes were staring at the stage. So they all swallowed their clothes.
那我们这个弟兄也在里面，他没有吃饭。
Our brother sneaked into the banquet and wanted to see the performance.
看完以后,
after the performance,
他出来说，哎呀，他很后悔啊。
He left the banquet and was very regretful.
为什么贪看?
Why was I so lustful?
没有什么特别，全世界的人都一样嘛, 还有什么分别?
There's nothing special. All people are the same.
如果有不一样的，可以当做那个很稀奇的动物啊, 给他做那个什么门票，收门票啊。
If they're really different, then they can become rare species.
都是一样嘛。
Everybody is the same.
但是问题就在后面。
And then problems came.
他回到家里啊。
After he got home,
他最喜欢的第二个儿子死掉了。
His favorite second son died.
刚死没有多久呢,
and the son just passed away.
他问他太太说，孩子发烧，你给他吃什么？
He asked his wife, he was having a fever, what did you give him?
他说，对烧药一包啊，太慢了，所以他放两包啊。
The wife gave him two doses of a fever reducer.
医生说只能一包，而且要超过 这个差不多38度半啊，热度超过要才可以吃退烧药。
The doctor had already told his wife to only give one dose, only if the fever went beyond a certain point.
结果太太心里想啊，一包退比较慢，两包很快，吃完就退烧了。
But the wife was very anxious, so she gave him two doses.
以前太太很聪明哦，奇怪，刚刚就不聪明了。
This wife was very intelligent, but for some reason she did this foolish thing.
结果孩子突然抽筋冒冷汗，就死了。
And the child went into convulsion.
哇,
and
做丈夫的这个弟兄就问几点死的。
And the husband asked what time he died.
他讲大概几点几分。
And she told him the time.
刚好那个时间就是他在看那个没有穿衣服的跳舞。
And it was at that time that he was watching the strip dance.
哇，他深深的。
So he felt very remorseful.
所以他跟他说,
he said, let's bring the child to church to pray.
两个人就在祷告了。
So they brought their son to church to pray.
没有什么。
After the first prayer, nothing happened.
祷告两次, 没有什么。
After the second prayer, nothing happened.
祷告到第六次, 祷告, 一次祷告了很久。
And every prayer, they pray for a long time.
还是没有什么。
After the sixth prayer, nothing happened.
这个弟兄哭了了。
And the seventh prayer, the brother cried,
主啊，我错啊。Lord,
I.
如果是因为我刚才那个动作啊，那个不圣洁的动作啊，求你赦免啊。He
said, Lord, I've done wrong. If it's because
啊，是我的错，你不要弄到孩子身上。My
unholiness, please
求主帮助,
forgive this child and
赦免我，让我有机会改正。And
forgive me and
求主怜悯我，这个孩子什么都不懂。Please
have mercy on my child. He did not do anything. So he cried.
而且在祷告第七次以前也跟太太说，刚才我看那个不对的。And
before the seventh prayer, he told his wife what happened.
太太很生气。
His wife,
看什么看？有我还不够。
His wife was very angry and said, why don't you go and watch it? Am I not enough?
我错。
He said, I'm sorry.
太太说你好好跟神悔改。
And she said, you must repent before God.
孩子的是你负责。
You are responsible for this child.
祷告神。
So he prayed aloud to God.
第七次的祷告。
In the seventh prayer,
这个孩子突然就 叹了一个大声的气。
Suddenly, a boy breathed a sigh of relief.
活过来。
He was resurrected.
非常奇妙。
It was very miraculous.
活了。
He came to life.
哇, 现在孩子大学毕业做教会负责人了。
This boy graduated from college.
这个弟兄后来真的耶稣自己过一个圣洁的生活，不敢再随便了。
And it is became a church council member. And this brother learned from the mistake and never did it again.
他进步很大。
He made a lot of improvement.
后来这个弟兄也被立执事很忠心。
Later on, this brother was ordained as a deacon.
每一次讲到勉励要圣洁哦。
So every sermon, he will encourage everybody to be holy.
圣洁神才喜欢哦。
That God is pleased with our holiness.
不听话，就有你苦头吃啊。
He said, if you don't listen, then
因为他自己碰到一次。
Just try and see.
哇，感谢主哎。
Because he learned a lesson.
追求圣洁是你我大家非常非常重要的课程哦。
So we can see how important a lesson it is for us to learn.
旧约到新约到现在到以后，一直神在要求基督徒要重视的课程哦。
From the Old and New Testaments until now and till the future, this is an important lesson for all people of God.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.